Chapter 3. Life under German Occupation. All Poles will disappear from the earth. SS Chief Heinrich Himmler, the former chicken farmer turned executioner, had declared at the beginning of the German occupation of Poland. The Jews, Poles, and other Slavs were regarded by the Nazis as Untermenschens, subhumans, who, in Hitler's view, occupied land meant for the expansion of the Aryan master race. The eradication of the Poles and their nation, the destruction of their culture and identity, would begin with the systematic liquidation of their educated elite, those considered most likely to rise up and challenge Nazi rule. During the first months of the war, the slaughter of the country's leadership was the SS's priority in Poland. The Nazi definition of educated elite was so broad that a wide swath of Polish society was caught up in the death net of the Gestapo, who were now turned loose on Poland. Lawyers, doctors, priests, teachers, writers, artists, journalists, and business persons were among those yanked from their beds or pulled off streetcars or snatched from offices and classrooms to be executed immediately or transported to concentration camps. Eventually, the definition of an intellectual would include anyone with a high school or secondary education. In fact, no one was safe. The banshee wail of police sirens echoed night and day through Warsaw, Krakow, and other cities. Carloads of SS men in black shirts and brown ties, their caps and collars adorned with a silver skull on crossbones, careened through the streets, the nozzles of their automatic weapons aimed at passers-by. Anyone who was caught in their net, for any reason, could be arrested on the spot. The terror was utterly random. Those who were picked up could be shot immediately or hauled off to jail, probably to be shot or hanged later. It was illegal for Poles to stroll in public parks, make calls from public phone booths, ride in taxis, or have their teeth filled with gold. A Pole could be shot for not making way on the sidewalk or for not doffing his hat when a German soldier approached. Vowing to turn Poland into an intellectual desert, they ordered all schools, museums, theaters, and libraries to be closed down.